Hello,
we are continuing the lesson of education for concessions. I'm going to read the writings of the Kabbalist.
You
may ask questions on kab.tv. Topic is education for concessions.
Yeah, we talked about the last couple of lessons and also past several days. We're learning about education for concession. Why did we call it this way? Because each of us is a great egoist. All people are. And that's why to compose ourselves into a single system, which is what's required of us by the development of nature, by evolution, the purpose of creation, the thought of creation, doesn't matter how to call it. Then we have to reach concession above our ego. That only in such a way we'll be able to connect among ourselves and bring ourselves not only to the human form, the correct, beautiful human form, but also we're able to attain the inner reality called the upper world. And here, we depend only on the connection between us. The connection can be only through concessions in our ego. We talked about it. We learned that our ego is not our desires that are different, rather the intentions. That as much as the intention above all the desires of a person, his desires, his thoughts, is for himself, it's called the ego, and we have to transform it to be for the benefit of the other. And only by that we reach the good mutual connection. And in that connection we discover the force that connects us, the force that appears as common to all of us, and we call it Creator, Boy. And it appears as the first one, the one that established and designed us and corrupted us on purpose, so we would discover its presence between us, because the initial form where we were all connected beautifully to one another, we seemingly couldn't discover that this force exists and is there, because we were not lacking it, its revelation. It was simply present. However, now, when we are coming to life that are truly life of sorrow, we're unable to get along, that human development has reached or has brought us to this scrutiny where we are found in mutual hatred, and that's what's destroying our lives, and we're unable to connect. Then we discover from that the need to connect and how much we cannot, and then through different forms this form appears, the force that does good, that exists between us, that was between us and disappeared. And out of this deficiency that appears in us, we can discover Him and we can pull Him back to fill the connections between us in the correct form, and we will again return to be connected as one man in one heart. And the connection, this connection is called love. Love is called mutuality, that we discover in the good connection between us, that if each one tries to do not according to what's good to him, but what's good to others, then each and every one reaches a state where we all begin to be connected. No one can work for the benefit of himself, because it appears to him as the force of shattering. But if each one rises above his intention for himself, but for the other, because he begins to see that it's not the other, but it's rather it's his soul, that the whole reality is just one complex, then in this way we discover the true form connection, and the connection between us that's called the one soul, in which the upper force is revealed, eternal, whole, complete, and we are like him. Of course, these things are discovered gradually, slowly. Let's see what our greatest sages tell us, the ones who went through it. Let's see, Love of Israel.
Quote number 4, from the book Orot, Illuminations, Rav Kook. The love of Israel necessitates the love of each individual. When it is imprinted with hatred to any part of humanity, it is an indication that one soul has not yet been purified from its filth and therefore is unable to unite with the pleasure of the upper love.
We must reach a state that our desires, our intentions will all be aimed at the ideal connection with others. This is really the correction of the soul of Adam HaRishon. And that's what standing here before all of humanity, as much as it doesn't appeal to us, we feel this resistance inside of us, it's only the beginning. We'll feel great resistance, hatred for it, inability, lack of desire in all forms. And also on that specifically, on top of that, we'll have to establish the connections between us, and then spirituality will be revealed, the spiritual world, the whole and eternal, in contradiction to what we feel ourselves now as detached from it.
The attribute of hatred without cause must also ascend so as to not delay the repentance and complete redemption of the assembly of Israel.
That as much as we advance and we want to establish between us the good connections, accordingly we'll discover the hatred, the rejection, disagreement, all those forms. They will appear more and more in a way that it's terrible, intolerable, and we won't be able to rise above it and control it, that hatred. Rather, it would simply rule over me to such an extent that, let's say, I can't stop myself from harming others. Gershon, you understand me? To harm others, I'm dying to do it. I can't. I'm constantly looking how to do bad to the others, specifically. That's the revelation of man's nature. If we advance in a nice way in spirituality, we'll begin to feel such discernments corresponding to it. What about the students of Rabbi Shimon who sit in a circle and they're about to discover more and more spiritual degrees? Based on that, they have to write the Book of Zohar, and as preparation for it, they discovered that they were ready to burn each other. So, it's hard to imagine. I don't hate you that much. No, instead of Rabbi Shimon, I would see instead of you a barrel full of fuel, and I'm just throwing a match, and see him burn. Yeah. That's inside such hatred, true hatred appears. Yes.
One must develop great lights to know and understand that even through different opinions, general good can come out.
Meaning specifically above the separation we have between us, in our opinions, little things, all the way to things that you really can't stand. The fact that you think differently than me doesn't really hurt me that much, but you come to such things where it's, I can't breathe. So this, difference of opinions is clear. But on top of this example of difference of opinions, we understand that, if several wise people have an argument, they may reach something higher, more exalted.
Therefore, the evil traits that cling as waste to the nourishment of the sanctity of Israel join together in the internality of the heart in a huge and powerful tie. It follows that the good side unites and the bad side disperses until all evildoers depart. Sorry, until all evildoers depart.
This is like a pyramid. Yeah? Now we're building. We want to reach an agreement. But down below, there grows and remain the disagreements, the desires, all in opposition. Meaning you can't build the connection unless inside there will be separation.
Furthermore, the good thing is that the two separate sides will unify all the personal good in a special unification, so that one shade will not reject the other and blur its form, and thus the assembly of Israel will be enriched with many lights. This multiplicity will bring greater and more internal peace.
Meaning the more changes, differences, disagreements, different tastes, different opinions, different views, desires, thoughts, all this is good if on top of that we reach connection. And the connection above maintains the separation below. And specifically from these different discernments, and no one can agree with the other, we need to simply bring them the method of correction above them, and then it will happen. In our lives, daily, we look at this people of Israel, we see how separate they are and divided, and hating each other, and how many parties, political parties we have, I don't know. How many parties and how many opinions and inside each party and inside each segment of the population, and I don't think there's anywhere else in the world any such small society. What are we talking about? That is so divided and internally in disagreement. That's because the people of Israel have no other choice but to discover that the unique form of connection to the society itself. All the other nations can reach connection. They have no problem. So they'll have two parties, that are also the difference between them is not great. The people of Israel, because they went through the period of spiritual discernment and scrutiny, they have a great depth of hatred, and they need a special method to connect. Nothing will come out of it otherwise. Only the wisdom of Kabbalah can bring them together. So all these, this crying that I hear in the Israeli media, why aren't we connected? What kind of people are those? There's nothing to cry about. There can be only one method of connection for this people, for this nation. The wisdom of Kabbalah, where love covers all transgressions, just like Abraham, the patriarch, did it. And that's the only method. And that's why this people will never get organized, it will have problems, and problems will intensify, and if the corporeal state around the world will improve, for us it will be worse. Meaning, in short, in everything, because the order between us can come only if above us we have a point of spiritual connection. We should know that this is the solution, otherwise it cannot hold.
In any case, we must try very hard to make evident externality so that the tabernacle of peace will be spread over all Israel. Hence, what is left of the scattered, and particularly those separated in their soul with inclination toward faith and sanctity, through all these the light will increase. And if the righteous and well-known attain the great lights that were formed through the division between the sages, through which the worlds are built, meaning that each one will improve their system of ethics, integrity, holiness and righteousness, in the depth of their feeling, ideas and internal life, your people will be all righteous. And there, within each one of Israel, will live a holy spark that they inherited from their ancestors, from the sanctity of Torah through their great faith. It follows that every dispute that exists between a man of Israel and his friend, in the connection with one's friend, this too builds the worlds. And since everything is included in the building, there is no need to speak bitterly, but only inform of the great things that both sides are doing, and that both together are improving the eternal building and correct the world. Then, by increasing the understanding, love will increase to the extent of the hate. The connection will increase to the extent of division, and the good will result from the extent of lawlessness. And the light of the moon will be as the light of the sun. And the light of the sun will be seven times as the light of 7 days, on the day that the Creator binds up the reward of His people. And he shall crush his oppressors and heal them. The sacrifice of sins of the Creator, which is the diminishing of the moon, shall reveal his light that was made known by the internality of accusations. And out of the approach, concealed love shall be revealed, which will come out of hiding with a great and mighty force, and her sparks are sparks of fire, the flame of the Creator. The love of Israel must be fed because it is not like natural love that exists within each nation, but is rather found in anew. The foundation of every nation is natural and simple, out of necessity of the life of the collective and the fulfillment of their natural desires that rest upon the collective through strong and unbreakable bonds for each other. This desire does not have to be awakened through teaching and educational means. However, the unification of the Assembly of Israel is built mostly on common spiritual values, which require great and strong spiritual adaptation, both in each heart individually as well as in the entire public life.
But this correction can be built only with the help of the upper force, only. So those that are drawn to it, called Yashar Kel, they participate in the correction. And they learn how to invite the correction on top of the disconnection between them and bring them to connection. Those who do not have this inclination, they are managed by those who do yearn for connection, as a rosh and a guf, head and body, two parts. It's clear that the connection cannot appear between the parts on top of the hatred, except through with the help of the upper force, and that's why we only need the wisdom of Kabbalah to be disclosed to the people of Israel and help it be connected. As Baal HaSulam tells us, if we use correctly that opportunity that we have to assemble the people, the state, the nation, and if not, after a while we'll get thrown out of here and we won't be able to continue, and we have no place to be in the land of Israel, and it's because we don't fit as a branch the upper root of the people of Israel in the land of Israel. So we must disseminate as widely as possible to all the people without fear, without any calculations for ourselves, since this also enters the overcoming of all the obstacles, and we have to bring the people the knowledge that only the connection is the wisdom of Kabbalah explains to us. We can come to build the people of Israel. It's not just a nation, it's a big group among all of humanity that yearns for connection. And specifically now, we reach this necessity around the world, throughout the whole world. And so the more we advance, the world will have more demands, greater hatred towards the people of Israel who failed to perform their role. And we ourselves will be more divided, more opposing. We won't know how to arrange ourselves compared to all the other people in other nations. Will appear as a very strange nation where each one wants to devour the other. We don't know how to get along until the method of correction will be revealed nonetheless. Which speaks of not ruining, not destroying the things that separate us, but specifically above them to build the connection, in, as love covers all transgressions, that what needs to be. So don't think that we can reach the good life without drawing the reforming light. And it's mandatory for the entire nation, or there will never be peace in Israel, and if in that case for the whole world there will be no peace. Yes, Benzi.
Why is the appearance of the upper light defined as connection between two opposites?
Because ultimately in that one unique and unified force, which is the Creator, the shattering occurred. Shattering. And that's why only thanks to that force that appears, there can be connection. Meaning the presence or absence of the Creator means is actually connection or shattering. What does it mean? We are now in hatred between us. Meaning the Creator appears between us. He's there. He appears there in an opposite way. Who causes all the arguments between us? The Creator. What do you mean the Creator? Yes. Pharaoh is the posterior of the Creator.
No.
I don't want to define the Creator through a definition. I'm asking, why is connection of two opposite forces, the appearance of the upper force, something new? Why is that defined specifically as the connection between two opposites?
The connection between them is found when the left supports the right and the right supports the left. And because in the middle, between the left and the right, there's our work, like a resistor between the plus and the minus, then on top of this resistor, we can discover the Creator as the connecting force. That's it. That's the meaning of creating light and making light and creating darkness. And this, it's all in his hands. And we are just components. Either we're either in opposition to each other or in connection among each other on top of the opposition. This is the quality of the Creator that can do this, and that's why between this disconnection and connection, between hatred and love, we can attain all of reality. All of reality is attained only to the extent that we receive pleasure from it or suffer from it, because we are a will to receive. That's the only way we have to feel. So what is the Creator that created in us the will to receive? In his presence he created a desire for the good, and in his absence he created the opposite desire, the evil desire.
We say that we need to change human nature. So why doesn't human nature actually cancel the disagreements, the differences?
If we could cancel the differences and arguments, either us or the Creator, by that he would cancel creation. We wouldn't feel our own existence. I exist. I not only exist, I discover reality to the extent that I am for or against what I feel, what I see. I cannot feel in my senses anything that doesn't appear as either good or bad with respect to these senses. That's how these senses work. That's how the will to receive works, which is the foundation of creation.
So how can you live well with these contradictions, with these opposites?
Something good? Very nice. If I use the bad like the good, it will be good. If the bad supports the good, I don't want to erase it, but specifically thanks to it I can feel the good, then why not? I can't also feel the good without the bad. We, the created beings, can only feel ourselves between two opposing things. That's our perception. That's how it's built. That's the wisdom of Kabbalah tells us how to reach the good world, the good direction, the good perception. How I can, from feeling all these contradictions in our world, problems, opposition, I hate this one, I dislike that one, I don't, what I want I can't attain, and so on. How do I arrange all these things? How do I put them together so they will all give me pleasure? That's what the wisdom of Kabbalah teaches us. That's why it's called the wisdom of Kabbalah, the wisdom of how to receive, how to discover that everything is for my own good. That's it, because his desire is to do good to his creatures. I received everything from the Creator, also the conditions called the world and the method, and I have to realize it.
He writes here, and then according to the expansion of knowledge, love will grow according to the growth of hatred. Usually when a person enters hatred,
You've never felt love before. That's why you never felt hatred.
I hate all the time. I don't love anyone.
Okay, then why don't you want to reach love from that?
Exactly, that's my question.
Oh, it's a question. I'll tell you why. It's recognition of evil. You're missing that. You don't understand how much you're losing by being in hatred. You're trying to enjoy the hatred. You don't know what it means to enjoy love.
That's not what it's about. I'm saying I love only those that are close to me, that I have an interest to get something from them, and someone that I see that harms me and doesn't give me, then I hate him. But from here to say that this will turn me into spiritual, that's a big gap.
You're not getting spirituality.
Exactly. So how can you say that if I hate and I rise above that, then suddenly I receive love?
If you want to enjoy life, you won't have any choice but to hear what I'm saying.
I'm willing to hear you all the time, to listen to you all the time.
So I'm giving you a method of how to truly enjoy life.
What are the points that we study here now that if you say to me that I need to reach hatred? First of all, hatred comes, you say, from the Creator.
Hatred will appear together with the necessity for love. One depends on the other. For the time being, you have neither. So I'm explaining to you that you have to have two very specific points opposing to each other, both hatred and love. If those two are connected correctly, they bring a result. This result is called perfection, wholeness. Both the minus and the plus, hatred and love, darkness and light, they all work together, and the darkness would shine as light because it's holding it even more. We can't. We're created beings. We cannot be only in one phenomenon. It's always one versus the other. One phenomenon is the Creator alone. We don't even know what it is in truth. We don't. What appears in us is one versus the other. So the wisdom of Kabbalah explains to us how to use these two qualities, hatred and love, in order to reach perfection, wholeness. That means eternity and everything. We can't even explain it. But it explains to us that you can't be in good without having the bad in it. But the bad is only there to sustain, to support the good. Because without it, you won't be able to maintain the good. In order to feel the good, you need to feel a little bit bad. You have to think about it more. But that's how life is built. This is the law of nature.
Question from Dennis from Moscow. Do I need to ask the friends who fall asleep in the lesson or who come late to the lesson? Should I ask them to do it right, to not fall asleep, or should I accept it with love?
No, I have to resist all these forms of weakness, of disorder. But how to do it? The fact that I shouldn't agree with it, it's certain. The question now is, how do I operate? How do I act? Here, we need to build such systems of correction so that this would not harm the society. It's possible that if I pressure him, he will run away. And this way, he comes at least twice a week. Well, so we'll let him stay here, come here twice a week, but we'll continue to work on him, to awaken him, to embrace him, and so on and so forth. Meaning, on the one hand, our duty is to bring the society into it to be as greater and tighter as possible, and on the other hand, to do it wisely, with love, for the other, for the friends. The important thing is, the main thing is through example.
New York.
You want to ask New York?
Albert from New York is asking, how could you set an example for a friend who is not paying attention to your example, or if he does not see the example?
It means that you're not a good enough actor in order to express before him this good example. Let's say that he would feel this example. So it's possible that you need to ask for other friends that they would also know how to do it. They would also try to work on the friend. You need to be sophisticated. You need to know how to do it. But without it, if we don't pull him in, we'll lose him. So it's recommended to do it gradually, gently, with love. But we are now facing such changes in the world that it's not so difficult anymore. Anyone who sees what's happening, he understands that the world has no method, and the way the world advances is accidental. Nobody knows what to do, what is doing, from the housemaker to the elite. And so we have a clear method and that works, and out of that we need to feel just how lucky we are and to try to bring it to the world. Look what we have in our hands. Okay, we're they don't want to ask, okay. Yes, Vlad.
This point that the Creator has inserted himself in creation and turned into hatred, that's not really clear. How did the Creator, the quality of love and bestowal, turn into hatred?
How did it happen? By the shattering. Before the shattering, all those parts, all those desires were connected together by the upper light, by this action that they wanted to receive in order to bestow above their strength. They were unable to do it. And then this hatred appeared between those forces, between the desires to receive. We learn it from the sin of the tree of knowledge, the sin of Adam HaRishon. Then the upper light, or the Creator, that used to fill all the parts in the soul of Adam HaRishon, the sin of Adam HaRishon caused the light to depart. And when the light departs, the upper light departs, what's left are the desires. Desires whose entire essence is mutual rejection. Just as they were connected to each other, when the light departs, they're now rejecting each other.
So, lack of the Creator, that's what's felt as hatred?
No, we don't discover it in this way, but it's truly so, that we're missing nothing. Wherever we see bad things, it's because of the absence of the Creator.
So, the Creator, he stays in all the in all these paths?
Sure, but he's concealed. How is it helping us? We're starting to discover him from the concealment.
The fact that he remains in each and every path, it's the beginning of the possibility to connect, to rebuild it.
Of course, other than his revelation, we need nothing. That's why all of our actions are to discover him, to invite his revelation. In order to invite his revelation, we need to start the connection. Then we discover how incapable we are, and then we raise man, and then he appears.
I just want to understand, how does this hatred that's revealed become the expression of the Creator, the invitation of the Creator for connection? The fact that he's concealed in each and every part. How can we use that to understand that it has a root of connection within the hatred?
That's a problem. This we can discover only in the group. When we want to connect, we understand we can't. It's exactly the question that you asked me. That there are tens who are standing in the middle. They can't advance. What does it mean they can't advance? They can't raise man. How will they raise a man if they don't have a deficiency? Where will the deficiency come from? they need to try and connect more. And then, when they connect together more and more, they'll discover how unable they are to connect. And then they will have a reason to call for help. Meaning to push towards the center of the group, each one, towards connection as much as possible. But not in those actions that confuse each other, that, you know, we call and this and that, but out of the heart. The actions won't really do it. From within the heart, we must be in this inclination, and each one, when he examines himself, he shows the others, but again, without confusing them, how much he's in it, how much he desires it, craves it.
To the extent we want to come closer from within, then we find how this between us, we don't want this, and that's an invitation to a request of the Creator.
When you start to desire with all your might to be together, you'll discover that you're unable to, and then on this pressure and demand for the Creator will come on its own, but it has to come from until the people of Israel aside from the work, and then there's prayer. Then their pain rose. Before that, it cannot be. Sergei from Minsk?
Yes. How can we help a friend in addition to prayer if he starts the lesson in a state of hatred and anger?
Everything with the example. Here the answer is very simple. We can influence each other, and this goes for everyone in the world, only out of example. You're asking, why do we fail in dissemination? Where is your example? If you connect, and you'll be inside, aimed a little bit towards as one man in one heart, everyone in the world will see it without us having to publicize it in the newspaper and radio and internet and so on. It will just distribute throughout the system because we're connected. People will start to feel that there's something here. So only example, one towards the other. We have a daily task. Yes.
Daily task. Every friend decides upon an act of concession that he needs the 10 in order to do, to apply, and he involves his 10 in this. Again, every friend decides on an act of concession for the Creator that he needs the help of the 10 in order to do it, and he shares this with his 10. I see that throughout the day, when each one is in his place, and we're carrying that bag like the old man, how can we remember to ask for the Creator, to ask of the Creator to do this?
This has to be a mutual agreement in the group, where we all understand through the force of our vuta, we must think of each other. I have to make sure, ensure that the friend will not forget. And the same for each friend towards the others. And when I think of the others, who can be a witness? Who can assist me in that? The Creator. Then I ask the Creator to help me not to forget about the friends and constantly think of the friends that they will be in a good state, they will be in the right intention all the time. So it turns out that me and the Creator and the friends are all connected, and I need to try to be in that as long as possible, and I ask the Creator to ask me to be in it. that to not leave me, and the same for everyone in the group. And by that, we'll glue ourselves to each other with the Creator together, and then we'll feel if it's working or not, and then our work in the group will be more intensive, both in the direction of good and the direction of seemingly bad. And from that, we'll have reasons constantly to turn to the Creator. So again, I'm asking the Creator to help me think of the connection in the group, and that I have to be a good example to the friends. Okay, and with that, we'll conclude. Thank you to our TV viewers and have a good day. Unity Day, connecting to the Congress. Everyone is invited to the National Unity Day in Petah Tikva, Sunday, January 15th. In the program, lesson and workshop with Rav Lightman. Festive meal, cultural evening. For details, 1-700-509-209. All as One, the World Kabbalah Convention. Friends, viewers, students, you're all invited to the World Kabbalah Convention taking place on February 21st through the 23rd in Tel Aviv. For more information, 1-700-509-209 or on our website, kab.co.il. Fundamentals course in Kabbalah in English. We invite all our viewers to join a live interactive course on the fundamentals of Kabbalah. Join thousands of people who are taking their lives to the next degree. Intro lectures will take place tomorrow, January 5th, in different times. For information, KabbalahRevealed.com. Thank you. Have a great day.
We will become together as one. We'll be forever connected. Всю силу любви хотим обрести, объединившись навеки. ולא חשוב מה שקורה בחוץ, כי העיקר נמצא בינינו. Cuando nos unimos juntos, nuestro amor gobernará. Любовь к нам придет скорей. De corazones unidos, la cava, Oshe Poel Bakli. Rise above and feel the love inside. Пускай любовь к нам придет скорей. De corazones unidos, la cava, Oshe Poel Bakli. Ota mishpacha, ota argasha. The higher we go, reaching our soul, we will reveal that connection. Неважно, что там происходит вокруг, а важна связь между друзьями. Я un capares, como un malestar, nuestra actitud controlará.